Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, real quick, John, what are you going to do about that? You're a YouTube TV guy, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to get an alternate subscription for the weekend?
Well, so I do subscribe to the whole Disney, Hulu, ESPN trifecta. And so I'll be able to...
You'll just go through that.
Go through that. Okay. But it's such a pain in the butt. And I woke up this morning, like I do, I go through my routine, I got my cup of coffee, I sit down... Before I put on one sock and shoe, put on the other sock and shoe, I'm watching. I want to know what went on after I went to bed last night. No SportsCenter. And I thought, that's weird. Because normally, if you're a YouTube TV user, your most common ones pop up right away.
Yep.
And I thought, well, I'll just go to the guide and scroll down through, because I have set up how I want to scroll down through all the NFL Sunday tickets. I'm like, wait a second. Where's ESPN? Like, I had no idea that that's how I was going to wake up this morning. And maybe I missed some type of news bulletin that this was coming.
They've got basically all the big games in college football this weekend are on ABC, ESPN, family networks, including College Game Day and then Monday Night Football. So it's I don't think you're getting a solution quickly.
Yeah.
You hope you get one quickly, but man, tomorrow, have to figure it out.
Yeah. But it's like a game on Peacock. Right? You got to go to a different app now.
Yeah.
And it's because you want to see what's going on all the other channels.
So you may do like people who aren't you, they may do a trial of Hulu or ESPN Plus this weekend if they want to watch their game.
Yeah. And hopefully they have one of those 7-day trials and settles in 7 days.
All right. So there's that for people. You heard it in the update. Lions coming off the bye. Mm-hmm. What do you want to see from the Lions as they get back after it against the Vikings?
Well, some of it is J-Mo. Like, I'd like to see him be a bigger part of the offense. I don't think it's a necessity that he has to have 4 targets or 6 targets, whatever the number people want to set on it. But it goes to the offense. I want the offense to be more consistent. And I want it to be what we saw against Baltimore, what we saw against the Cincinnati Bengals, because you can say whatever you want about their offense. They do a nice job of pressuring the quarterback. Maybe Cincinnati doesn't do a great job of not letting you score points, and neither did Baltimore throughout the course of this year. But I wanted the offense to look and feel like that against Minnesota.
The last two games the Lions played, the offense left something to be desired. Mm-hmm. They only scored 7 points in the second half against the Chiefs. And against Tampa, they left so many drives stalled out at the middle of the field. Yeah, I think the offense is the emphasis, but I don't think it needs to be an emphasis on J-Mo. Like, I don't think you need to script him two or three touches on the opening possession or require Goff to take two or three deep shots in the right. first half. What I don't want to do is get in the business of trying to feed a player who's not even publicly complaining to prove some point about breakout seasons.
Right.
Like, John Morton said he's going to have a breakout year. Statistically, he's not. Don't force it, because, John, if he catches two balls for 12 yards and they win by two touchdowns, I'm not going to have anything to complain about.
I've talked to a lot of offensive coordinators as a player, and then also, you know, on this side of things, because I have some relationships with them, and I don't like coordinators that calls plays to make a point. It does a disservice to the team. If you're sitting there going, hey, you know what, this defense, they're not great against the pass. And for four quarters, I'm going to keep hammering that we have to be able to throw the ball. We should against this team. No, if the game plan changes after the first quarter, after the opening drive, and you're like, hey, they're not stopping this run, then let's run the damn ball until they do, and then we'll come back and see if we can get some of these other concepts going. I don't, and a lot of times you hear that and feel that from young coordinators. I'm a little disappointed to hear this from John Morton, simply because I don't see him as a young football mind.
Yeah, you don't want to get into the game plan and Minnesota's playing too high shell coverage.
Yeah.
And let's say they're winning on the edges and you can't even set up the deep shots. Well, there's plenty of other opportunities to exploit the defense. What you don't right. want to do is like publicly declare that this is the way you have to move the ball.
Right. So, okay, he can make this public declaration. Hey, I did you a disservice. I failed you. Now it's a matter of what does he call while the game is going on. It doesn't mean he's going to call the game this way.
No, but now if they don't get him involved.
Oh, sure. There'll be people up in arms. I don't care. Yeah. Just come away with a good win.
Thank you. But my point is you could do this conversation to J-Mo one-on-one. If you personally feel right. like, hey, man, I think you are a huge part of this offense and we haven't seen it and I am going to dial some stuff yeah. up for you. But when you publicly put it out there, it just felt unnecessary. I don't want to turn this into a bigger deal than it is.
I thought the comment could have been, well, sure. J-Mo, you know, if the question is, do you feel like you could have got J-Mo the ball more or you should get him the ball more? I would just say, J-Mo is a game breaker. We would love to get him the ball more.
Every
it just
week.
Hasn't played out that way. Or we get a, you know, if we get our shot to go downfield, J-Mo's going to be the guy.
Well, let's play exactly what he said, just so people understand. This is John Morton.
What's the problem with that?
Well, he couched his comments a little bit like, hey, yeah. you know, we had some of those things called. And whether it was maybe Goff just didn't see him. Okay. You don't see 100% of the field 100% of the time.
We had the one game with the drops.
Right. Yeah, or it could just be, hey, we had him wide open. But Giovanni Manu gave up a sack yeah, yeah. or a pressure.
Yeah.
So me reading in all this, I think Morton is talking about like the short game with J-Mo. I think they're using him too much in an intermediate and deep routes, and they've neglected the potential end arounds. That J-Mo,
or smoke screens,
they're
things,
not
yeah.
utilizing J-Mo's speed in the short game.
Sure. Get him on a crossing route and just let him run away from the defense with yeah. the ball in hand.
So they need to get, they've gotten a little bit away from play calling or designs for those type of plays. And the failure is that he's not using his speed. They've got to, just like Gibbs, they've got to.
But is this a non-issue?
I kind of think it is.
I'm not trying to turn this into an international incident here. It's not a big deal, but I just don't want to see them. Well, now we got to run an end around and a smoke screen and a tunnel screen and a mesh route. And if he doesn't get the ball, then we're failing him. Go ahead and fail him all the way to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, exactly.
They punish teams only when it makes sense. I view this as, look, I hope he catches a touchdown this week. It should be more about, hey, coming out of the bye week, we're going to just keep running the offense to what the defense gives us because it's a pick your poison. And there will be weeks where J-Mo has 100 yards. Might not be this week, might not be next week, maybe it's Sunday night in Philadelphia, maybe it's a month from now, maybe it's on Thanksgiving. It's going to happen. Like, project confidence, it's going to happen, but we're not going to force him the football.
I agree with that. You don't do that, and he's got to keep defenses honest. That's his biggest contribution to the offense, I think, is maybe he's not getting open because they're keeping two safety, a corner and a safety on him. What's that open up for Laporta? Or St. Brown, that's why you see the
or Gibbs. Gibbs has been a big pass catcher this season.
Yeah, so he stretches the defense. That doesn't show up in the box score, does it?
No, it doesn't. And that's the other thing. J-Mo is an unselfish player. when you watch the way he blocks, the no block, no rock, I mean, he's taken to that. This team runs the ball. He embraces the physicality. And yeah, it's not like you see him running a deep route and then throwing his hand up in the air and pouting on his way back to the huddle.
You know, and you see protection breakdowns happening quicker this year. Yeah. You've seen Brock Wright involved a little bit more than we have, especially last year. Why is that? He's being brought into the game to help block, but he'll leak out and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to this, but I wouldn't be surprised. You know, the Lions have utilized the hook and ladder a couple times, and maybe that's something that's coming, like a short route to St. Brown and J-Mo comes flying off, the, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, J-Mo and Gibbs, I mean, the two things that they have in common is they're super fast, and it's so much fun.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Greg in Detroit. Greg, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. As always, I love your show. The fact that we have not been using J-Mo, to, I think, to the fullest, now we're having this conversation. And not only are we having a conversation, but we're overloaded in the conversation. Now we're saying, well, do we have to do this or do we have to do this? And the only reason we're having this conversation because we haven't been doing this. Here's a one cylinder that hasn't been able to been utilized to explode in. And that's why I made the bold prediction that I made at the beginning of the year that I would figure that we would go undefeated because of what the coordinator stated, that he's going to have a breakout year. But to me, well, that was the one cylinder that the Lions motor hadn't been using to the fullest was J-Mo. He's going to open to the top. When we played San Francisco a couple of years ago, he had 3 touchdowns. So we're not using J-Mo enough, and now that we're talking about it, now you want to over-accentuate that we have to use him greatly now. No, we have to use him, period. And that is why you guys are having a conversation and saying the words that you're saying, because we haven't been using it. And I'm not saying let J-Mo dictate the game. No, the defense dictates the game, but you have to get him in there more because he's not getting any younger.
Well, no, okay, but what I'm trying to point out to people is it is a week-to-week league, and it's been a week-to-week league for J-Mo. So let's just snapshot in time. The last game he played, he caught 0 balls. He was only targeted twice.
Right.
Now, he did have the catch, and it was a push-off, but whatever. In the stat sheet, he's targeted twice. The week before, he was targeted 7 times.
Right.
Week before that, targeted once. Week before that, 8. So every other week, he's been fed a steady diet of targets. It's almost like week to week, situationally, he's going to be lined up for big games. And John, maybe this is a big week for him based on the way the Vikings defense chooses to play coverage.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what should dictate whether J-Mo has 7, 8, 9 targets or a couple big plays.
And you're also able to, out of bye week, like there's a lot of great benefits of a bye week. One of them is players get rested, players get healthy. Another one is, like we had talked to Dan Campbell about, you get a chance to go back and review how are players performing? How can we better help some of these players? How am I performing as a coach? A lot of the coaches, in fact, 100% of the coaches are going to be a little bit introspective during that and say, what could I be doing moving forward that is going to be better for my guys? As a coordinator, what am I doing and evaluating his play calls? How could I be better? They have that time. This is some of that introspection that you're seeing.
Some good ticket texts. We got some good guys on hold. We're going to get to those phone calls next. 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And by now, you have probably heard me rave about my new hot tub from Beninati Pool and Spa. It is a total game changer. You walk out into your own backyard, and it's like instant vacation mode. So if you've ever been thinking about getting a hot tub, this is your moment. Beninati Pool and Spa will make the entire process a breeze. You walk in, they're educated. They're going to help you pick the perfect hot tub for you and your family. Then they're going to deliver it, install it. And for me, they've been there to help with maintenance as well. They handle everything. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica, right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have this brand new showroom in Clinton Township, right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with Beninati experts who are going to give you a personalized experience and help you find the right hot tub. Plus, if you mention my name, they'll take $500 off your purchase just like that. So go visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking about what you want to see from the Lions out of the bye week, and a lot of the conversation has shifted to J-Mo. Comments from John Morton saying, I failed him. They want to get him the ball more. Just don't force it. That's my thing. Just don't force it. Because every other week, he's had a healthy dose of targets. Let the defense dictate. Don't let getting him the ball take priority over moving the ball. Because, John, out of the bye, I want to see this offense get back into a groove. You know, I felt like that Bucks game, they're kind of disjointed. They weren't very good on third down. They left a lot of points on the table. And then Kansas City only had the one touchdown in the second half. So the offense is the spotlight spot. And I expect them to have a big day against Brian Flores' defense. Mm-hmm. Goff has consistently won that matchup. Some ticket texts. Guys, J-Mo is a more expensive Christian Watson. Similar play style, similar numbers, similar games. Both good run blockers, too. One makes significantly more money than the other. Another says, J-Mo, shame-o. They never should have upped his contract. How about this one? I'm in my 60s. The Lions have never been good enough to nitpick anything. Now we're nitpicking, and it's awesome.
Yeah. That is the thing, too, is... All right, if we didn't have the production of Amon-Ra St. Brown or Jahmyr Gibbs, if J-Mo was your number one receiver, and a lot of teams he would be,
yeah,
he's just not here
like
right
in Philly,
now.
Philly, they can't get A.J. Brown the ball. He's their number one.
Right.
So it creates a different conversation. Let's get to Steve in Birmingham. Steve, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Morning, guys. One quick point, and then I'll hang up and listen. Over the last 2 years, we got contributions from Josh Reynolds and Tim Patrick. I predict coming out of this bye week that we're going to see more of Isaac Tesla, more of the game plan, and I think he'll open it up for the other guys as well. Thanks a lot. Look forward to this weekend.
I like that phone call. It's kind of the okey-doke. Everybody's looking over here, and you hit them over here. Young players out of a bye week, get your feet under them. Tesla, maybe he has a big day.
I mean, sure. It's when you look at Isaac Tesla and how he's being used as a rookie, it's a little bit different than Amon-Ra St. Brown because there was no other receiver that you were looking at to lead the path as a rookie.
So he got fed the ball.
Well, he got fed the ball, but he also has, you know, okay, let's just look at his rookie season in terms of Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's got games of one catch, two catches, three catches, four catches, four, five. You know, and there's other ones. Okay, I'm looking at the splits. Minnesota, he's got 17, but that's through two games. Green Bay, you know, 11 through two games. Chicago, 10 through two games.
That's involved, yeah.
It's involved, but there's also games in there where Amon-Ra St. Brown didn't get the ball a lot, but you get towards the end of the season, and all of a sudden now, hey, he's got a touchdown. He's doing these. He's doing, you know, it took time for him to get involved in the offense as a rookie. Tesla will be a bigger part of this offense moving forward, but he's still a rookie.
Yeah, just to bring it full circle, I want to see the offense look good. Maybe that's Tesla. Maybe it's St. Brown catching four touchdowns. Like, I really don't care if J-Mo gets going or not, because I'm not concerned about J-Mo, because I don't think there's a problem with J-Mo. I don't think he's a bad locker room guy where if you don't force him the ball, it's going to turn into some kind of huffing and puffing. He's going to have a big game or two or three down the stretch. Whether it's this week or not, I'm not really concerned.
No, I'm not either. I don't have that level of concern. Would we like to see him get the ball more because it's fun and it's exciting? Yeah.
He's fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fast guy run fast with football fun. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, a high school football team has been knocked out of the playoffs, but not by another team or by a game, but because of basically the calendar. So Grand Rapids Sacred Heart had to forfeit its opening playoff against Mendon because the two couldn't agree on when to play. So the game was scheduled to play on November 1st, which is All Saints Day. Sacred Heart wanted to play on Friday. Mendon wanted to keep it on a Saturday, as tradition goes for them. And because they're 78 miles apart, according to MHSAA rules, if competing schools are further than 75 miles apart and can't agree on a date or time, the game must be played at 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Oh, and they're choosing to forfeit rather than play the game.
Yes, because they don't want to play on Saturday, All Saints Day. They're choosing to forfeit. So Sacred Heart did inform Mendon of its forfeiture on Thursday morning.
It's a bummer for those kids, I know.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of what they're all saying. It is, like everyone, the kids worked hard to play and they were excited to play. And I think everyone involved wanted to play, but just couldn't come up with
the
right time to play, which is such a bummer. Let's see here. Oh, things are going on. You might have woke up to some bad news if you're a YouTube TV subscriber.
I did.
Yeah. Bummer, right? YouTube TV and Disney basically are at odds. They cannot come up with an agreement. So none of Disney's channels, including ABC, ESPN, are now on YouTube TV. Right. You cannot access them. It's all about contract negotiations, and they cannot seem to come up with a solution. YouTube TV says that it is trying to get the deal done as soon as possible, and it has promised subscribers a credit of $20 if this continues to go on for an extended period of time.
Whatever, the $20... is that going to satisfy people? Their bill's more than $20 for cable, right? So if they miss a big weekend of their teams and their games, the $20, I don't know. I'm not a YouTube customer. Mm-mm. It kind of feels like a slap in the face.
An 80-year-old woman was found dead on a Great Barrier Reef island after she was accidentally left behind by her cruise ship.
Oh, this is wild.
Yeah, this woman, Suzanne Reese, she's from Australia. She was on the second day of this 60-night luxury cruise, right? The ship had stopped at Lizard Island. She had scheduled a guided hike with other passengers on the ship to go to like this beautiful mountain lookout, right? Well, during the hike, she apparently started to feel just not good, right? She started to feel unwell, little sick, and she was instructed to head back to the ship, but said, you go on, go back by yourself, you head to the ship, everything will be good. Well, apparently on her hike back, didn't realize that the ship had left and left her there. It was about 5 hours that had went by before she was declared missing. The next day, her body was found just kind of off the hiking trail. It sounds like she fell, maybe fell down a cliff or a slope and had been injured, and she passed away. So now this whole tragedy is under investigation. And her daughter is quite vocal about being quite upset with this cruise ship. Like, it's not like your big carnival cruise, right, where there's thousands and thousands of people. It was very small, only like 100 and some.
Her issue is that they should have done like a head count before they left?
Yes. Or maybe this guided company.
It's like, hey, if you miss it, it's on you, right?
Yeah, this one had 120 people on it. So it's a very small, it was a 60-day cruise. And maybe the cruise ship working with, it was a guided hike. Maybe she's mad that the cruise ship left without making sure everybody was on board.
Okay.
Which
I get it, yeah.
I'd be upset too.
Of course.
Goodness gracious. Hey, there's a new study that basically says the key to success is morning sex. Yes, sex in the AM, it says, enhances employee productivity and helps you score work perks like pay increases and promotions. So the study says full-time American workers who have sex before work in the morning have the highest levels of productivity, task completion, focus, motivation, and job satisfaction. Plus, nearly 1 in 5 American workers who partake in the morning sex said they've received a raise in the past year.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, science. Can't argue with that.
This is good for you, John, maybe. Oh. Gen Xers are having the most morning sex out of any age group.
Yeah, unless you leave the house at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. Our job isn't like...
We are at a disadvantage here.
To that. Yeah. But...
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, are you awake?
Halloween, obviously not Christmas, right? In forms of like gift giving and things like that, but it's not cheap. You're still going and buying costumes, you're buying candy, things like that. Trunk or treats, right?
Is that why you like the trunk or treat too? Because if you're going to buy the costume, you may as well get 3 or 4 uses out of it.
A little bit, but it's also seeing the joy on my kids' faces. Like, she is so excited to put on that costume. And we went to one trunk or treat. We're not going to 10, right? We went to one, and the weather was beautiful. It was perfect. They had a petting zoo. She got to see a camel and little cow. Like, it was so much fun. She had a blast. But yeah, that's part
of
it.
How many toes does a camel have?
John.
But anyway,
you never miss a beat.
The point of my story is that a lot of people have found a way to stay under $50. 73% of Americans say they've spent less than $50 this year, including treats, costumes, and, festivities. 32% say they've spent nothing. They're Grinches.
Have you spent more or less?
Can you be a Grinch at Halloween?
Way more. I've spent way more than $50. I've got 2 kids in a costume. I just bought Colin a costume yesterday. And I spent more than $50 on his costume alone, plus the candy.
The bill on Capitol Hill costume might have been approaching $50 by itself.
I believe it was. Costumes are expensive.
It's Heather with the news.
And yours was just homemade, eh?
No, but it's a very simple costume. Uh-huh. Let's get to the picks. That's coming up next. The picks on 97.1.
Hey, I've got your tailgating must-have this season. Surfside iced tea and vodka or Surfside lemonade and vodka. They're both absolutely delicious and available in convenient variety 8-packs. Now, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and my favorite part, 0 bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so you can tailgate like a champ all day long. Look for the can with the sunset stripes and ask for it at your local bars and stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sun's coming up. Happy Friday. Happy Halloween. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Brendan Shabath on the updates this morning. A little bit of a Scooble conversation to get into in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm going to give credit here. I think Tom may have cracked the code on what's really going on between Scooble and Boris and Harris and the Tigers and why we're seeing some of these headlines. So 9:18, tentatively, okay. We'll try to get into that there. I want to make some time to talk about this debate that's going on about high school football versus Halloween.
Yeah, it's a tough one tonight. If you've got someone, and I'm in this situation, Jack is going to be on the team tonight, got pulled up to varsity for the playoffs. I want to be there. Teddy. And we had made these plans even before we knew Jack was going to be pulled up to varsity. Obviously, he's 4. He's got his Batman costume on. He's got music class this morning. He is fully outfitted. And he has been looking forward to Halloween for months.
And 4 is such a fun age because they're getting into it so much. I know Emily is pumped.
Last year was the first year that he would go up to doors. Yeah. And it was still, you know, he had the death grip on my hand as we went up there. This year, I think he's going to be, you know, completely in... quote unquote independent.
Sure. He's going to go up on his own.
Yeah. And so we put together this Halloween party, as I described earlier in the week, where Lucy and her friends are coming back for the Purdue game, but they're going to participate in the Halloween party. Jack and Ellie are participating. My parents are participating. Lisa and I are all in. And
by the way, your couple's costume sounds awesome. I know you don't want to give it away on the air because it's a surprise.
Well, they're not listening now. They're all in school. So we're going as the group that made the heist on the Louvre.
Yes.
And so we're going to be all in black.
Jewelry thieves.
And I'm going to have the construction vest on. And Lisa got, I mean, all of this is, you know, like cheap costume jewelry, right? But we're going to be bedazzled, basically.
You.
Yeah, bedazzled. Carrying this around. And for her, she's going to wear the black stocking cap. I'll have a black stocking cap on. The crown that she got is one of the, you know, thieves stole. Mm-hmm.
The crown jewels.
It doesn't fit my head. So that one will I'll carry, but I'll have a stocking hat on as well. And I have I call it the Batman mask where it just covers your eyes.
Ski mask.
Well, it's not a ski mask. It's just it just goes on top of your eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And so she's going to be wearing sunglasses. So we're all in on this. Anyway, we're forced with, I want to take Teddy trick-or-treating, yet I want to be at the playoff game that Jack will be on the sidelines for.
So you kind of wish his team was in the spot that Marine City has been in, where the city has... So this was in Heather's News. Mm-hmm.
Marine City has decided to change the day of trick-or-treating. Actually, add a day. They're not taking away today is trick-or-treating, but they're also going to add Saturday
right.
as the trick-or-treating
day. For those
day.
That are at the game, because it's a community event.
It is. And people, though, are...
Not happy.
Not loving it at all. People are not happy about this. They don't want to see it change. They want to keep Halloween on Halloween.
Yeah, but they're not changing it. They're just adding a day.
Well,
it
that's does what change the people it. In support. It does change it somewhat.
It's
you're not going to
water
get...
down both days.
Sure.
Yes.
But more people can be involved.
Sure.
And we want to make sure that we have full
okay,
involvement.
Okay. If it happened in your city, are you handing out candy on both days?
Well, if it would happen in my city, then if we had the opportunity to trick or treat on Saturday, then we would be all in on the game and we wouldn't be at home.
So you wouldn't give out any candy Friday night?
Correct.
Right. So yeah. it would right. water down the exactly. Halloween experience sure. yeah. for all the people who aren't going to the high school football game. And there are more people not going than going in most cities.
Yes.
Now, I wasn't aware we had Lake Odessa, the Permian Panthers here.
Right.
But apparently Marine City, they are a football. The whole city's going to shut down.
Oh, yeah. It is. And this is high school football. It's small town football. And when you make the playoffs, now it's not as special anymore as it used to be because more teams make it, which I like. I like having more participation for high school football players because a vast majority of them
That's
will
it.
Be their last game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's small town USA. And so here's what, and so Jack goes to Catholic Central. One of the things that they're doing, we just got this email this week, because it is Halloween as well as the game, and they want people to not miss out on both. They're going to do a trunk or treat at the tailgate. So all of little siblings, brothers and sisters, can come. They'll still get their candy. They'll still get to participate in quote unquote trick or treating.
But they're not going to get the door to door.
No, they won't. But it's a way to accommodate the families that want to be there for their sons that are playing in the game.
It's happening everywhere. So we actually had somebody, you know how we talked about neighborhood like Facebook pages or neighborhood groups? Somebody in our neighborhood reached out to everyone in the group and said, hey, how would you feel if we switch our trick-or-treating
to Saturday?
To Saturday? And it was handled politely. There wasn't a lot of negative comments, but the person who runs the group basically said, I understand. I'm sorry, you know, that your kids might not be able to be involved, but trying to switch it to Saturday and get everyone on the same page is very difficult to do.
Right, because not everybody's going to be paying attention. I wouldn't be paying attention to the community app.
Right. So it was put on the kibosh. It's not happening.
Yeah.
Trick-or-treating is going to be tonight.
So we want people to make the call. How would they feel about moving Halloween to Saturday to accommodate high school football? It's what Marine City's going to do. Some people love it. Mm-hmm. Some people hate it. How do you get everybody on the same page? The answer is you don't, you can't. Because
right.
for as many people that are going to go to that high school football game, like you're going to go to Detroit Catholic Central, the city of Novi, life is still going to go on.
Right.
They're still going to be trick-or-treating. So you can't. You're kind of cheating it both ways there.
You are, and I understand the people that, you know, they want to keep Halloween on the 31st. They want to keep it on Friday night. I get it. They don't necessarily want kids showing up at their door or ringing the doorbell on Saturday night because they participated when it traditionally happens.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I put out the candy the night before. I sat on the porch the night before. Now you're shaking me down for candy a second day? That's not how this works.
Yes.
248-539-9797. If people have creative solutions, thoughts on it, you make the call. We'll get to it next, 97.1.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.